first announcement is regarding our ministry pursuit. We'll be covering the life study of Matthew, messages 11 and 12 this week. So may we continue to enjoy these life study readings. Saints, we need to continue to get in the ministry. And especially this life study of Matthew and the gospel of the kingdom. The Lord wants this to be our reality today. So may we dive into these things. Amen. Next announcement is for our prayer meeting. We encourage all the saints to come out. Come to the prayer meeting. Amen. Right? Tuesday, 8 p.m. In the prayer in the district locations.
Amen.
How the Lord needs our prayers.
Amen.
He needs our cooperation.
Amen.
Amen. And then P12, P13, and P14 small groups are scheduled to serve food today. Amen. And then for next week, P12, P13, and P14 are scheduled to serve on the cleaning service. That's next week. So the P12, P13, and 14 are on cleaning. We'll serve food today, and then next week we're on cleaning.
Amen.
Amen. So the next announcement is for the 2023 North America Chinese Speaking Saints Perfecting Training.
Amen.
This training will be held in Anaheim, California from July 26th to the 30th. The details of this training will be announced in the near future. Please also contact the responsible brothers or visit the website of the North America Chinese Speaking Work. And that website is na-csw.org. Amen. So if anyone needs more information on that, please contact one of the responsible brothers. And then our next announcement is for a gospel opportunity. Praise the Lord. This Saturday, we'll be hosting the Asian Health Fair in our meeting hall in the parking lot here. So there'll be a community wellness day. They'll set up here in our parking lot. But we also get to set up a table to contact all these ones in the community who are coming to this wellness event. So this is a gospel opportunity. And may we all seize this opportunity. Okay, how can we seize this opportunity? Firstly, all of us, we can pray.
Amen.
Right? Pray for this time on Saturday. And then secondly, you can participate.
Amen.
Come and join. Right? We'll be at the table from 11 until 3 p.m. Right? And then even you can come early at 9 a.m. to help set up with the preparation of the table and the venue. So the setup is from 9 to 11 a.m. And then the fair will begin at 11 a.m. where saints can sit at the table and meet these new ones, these ones who are interested in coming to our table. We can preach the gospel to them. Right, and I think one of our emphasis is to tell these ones that we have a spirit, right? We have a human spirit. Although we need, although we need care for our physical body, we also need care for our soul. But many don't know that actually we need the revelation of our spirit.
Amen.
We need to see that we have a spirit, that man has a spirit to contain God and to contact God.
Amen.
And this will be what we present to men, right? This will be our gospel. So if you would like to participate and join, you can refer to the newsletter. There is a sign-up sheet. All you need to do is take your phone and scan the QR code and just fill out your information. It'll be from 11 until 3 p.m. So saints can sign up for time slots. If you're only available for 30 minutes, you know, you just come for 30 minutes. If you're available for an hour, you come for an hour. But we hope that we all would be able to have an opportunity to participate in the gospel work. So here's an opportunity. Let's seize it. Amen. Amen. So that's this Saturday, May 20th. And for sign up, please refer to the newsletter. And I'll actually leave it here. So after the meeting, anyone can feel free to just scan the QR code. Amen. Then we have one more announcement. This is for parents and serving ones training. This will take place over the summer. It will be a 10-week pursuit. So for a period of 10 weeks, we'll have a training all together, pursuing the Lord and how He is leading us in the church today. So this is for all the parents and the serving ones. And for more information, I think more details regarding this training will come out. But in the meantime, you can contact Sister Yan, I believe. You can contact Sister Yan for more information on this training. Sister Yan and Sister Ruth. Amen.
Amen.
Is Sister Yan here? Oh, would you like to add anything?
Oh, yeah. It's training, but it's not a training. But amen. There will be 10 messages from the European Parents Conference or Brother Ricky's fellowship. There will be 10 messages, one message a week, so we can pursue together. It's a summer pursuing for parents and serving ones, you know, to refresh and renew our vision and how can we cooperate with the Lord to care about our next generation. If you have your children or young people in your home, praise the Lord. Or you have a burden, a clear and strong burden to serve them, you're welcome to join. And we will have a group, one for English, one for Chinese. If you can handle both languages, you are welcome to join both. But yeah, the code, the group, you know, will be sent out within this week. So if you have any questions or want fellowship, you can come to, you know, us, the children serving ones, and also Sister Ruth and me. Amen. If you have any questions, you can ask me, you know, lunchtime. And please pray.
Amen.
Amen. I actually like to echo three of the announcement we just have. The first one is prayer meeting. You know, we for the last several months, District C, we have two prayer meeting location. One is online, another is in person. And we know the WHO already announced the end of the pandemic. So we actually want to encourage all the saints, if possible, we try our best to join in-person prayer meeting. You will receive the notice, the announcement, the location. But we still keep the online prayer Zoom option. So anyone, you won't be able to join online. Keep pray through the Zoom with the saints for the prayer ministry of the body of Christ. So, but if you really join prayer meeting, I think we want to encourage all the saints, join the prayer meeting to pray for the interest of the Lord. Amen. And the second is the health fair, right? And this health fair, you see this say, Asian health fair, but don't be mistaken, this is for Chinese-speaking saints only. That's actually according to last year, the experience. We know almost all the Asian in United States, they speak English. And many of them are not Chinese when they came to this fair. They also speak English. So don't think this is only for Chinese speaking saints to participate. We all be able to participate. And this is just the first opportunity, you know, we will have soon. Then we will have June 3rd, we will have a Chinese-speaking gospel meeting. And on June 10th, we will have a Peace Getaway annual street fair at the Peace Getaway YMCA surrounding area. So that's another opportunity for us to participate, to sign up. And then on June 24th, we recently make a change. Originally, we are talking about June 17th, but because there's some conflict, so we change it to June 24th. We will have English-speaking gospel meeting. So first of all, let's all pray. Prayers before the Lord until we receive the general burden for the Lord for preaching the gospel.
Amen.
Okay. And besides pray, we need to also sanctify our time to participate in this contacting the gospel friend. So that's the second. And the third is the parents and serving ones pursuing in the summer. And I want to say that most of the time, you know, we just ended a vital living exercise, term 5, right? And in that vital living exercise, we have three tracks. The first track is for the burden for young people. Track B is burden for children. And track C is burden for, you know, whatever shepherding for the new ones, for the young generation. And we just end, how long ago? Two weeks ago, we ended that turn 5. But after it ended, we heard from many saints who participated. They feel they want to continue. They don't want to stop, so they want to continue. And so we receive a lot of fellowship, so we decide to continue. So that is from this summer pursuing is from this burden. So and it contains Chinese message and English. Sister Yan mentioned about for the English part, the message mainly from Brother Ricky's and Brother Tom Getz. So no matter you join any of this vital living exercise before or not, you know, this is a good opportunity. Whoever has a burden for a younger generation, especially parents, to join. And I think I actually would like to ask Sister Burrow, maybe can give a little bit testimony. She, sorry, I didn't let you know, but just feel, you know, you give us a you was actually, Sister Beryl writes some testimony. It haven't been on this week's newsletter because we have something else need to put on this week's newsletter. So next week you will be able to read her testimony. But I think she's here. We can listen to her personal testimony.
Thank you, Lord, for the chance. It's a very sudden calling on me. Amen. But, oh Lord, I am here and I'm ready to speak for you.
Amen.
So I joined the Vital Living Exercises Training and also the Corporate Pursuit of Life Study Messages almost at the same time. And I'm really thank the Lord for these chances because they have helped me arrange my schedule and redeem my time to pursue Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful to the VLY training. When I gave birth to Ash, my father has always told me that it's not just about bringing him up, not just about feeding him, but we also need to care for his spiritual growth in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And I really enjoy all of the messages of the training. I receive I've been impressed by two main things. First, God really appreciates the children. And the brother shares a part in the Bible, Malachi 2:15, even says that the children are the seed of God. They are God's continuation.
Amen.
And also, the brother repeatedly mentions the story in Exodus. So, at the end of Genesis, we had 70 people coming to Egypt, but we turn to the next page on Exodus chapter 1 about 2 million Israelite people. So Satan or Pharaoh was scared about that. Satan or Pharaoh was scared about God, the increase of God's people. Satan was scared about the future. Yeah. So we need to see the importance of the next generation in the Lord's economy. And also, I was impressed when the brother says that we parents are the priests in each household. We have the responsibility to bring our children, to present our children to God.
Amen.
Amen. And also, Brother Ricky says that he mainly works with the young families, with young working saints and young families with little children. And before he enters that service, he prayed to the Lord that may the Lord will help him preserve all of his children. Because if he lost any of his children, he wouldn't be able to share what he is sharing to the parents. So I also entered the children's service. And I pray to the Lord that may the Lord also help each of us, the parents who are serving, also preserve our children. We don't want to lose any of them.
Right.
It is very true that we need to preach the gospel to those who are far away. Mm-hmm. But the gospel needs to be preached to our household members first.
Yes.
That's what is said in Acts when Peter replied to a question. And the second one is that when the sister raised up, Satan has to change his strategy. That story is related to the two midwives in Exodus, when Pharaoh wanted to kill all the sons, the Israelite sons, and the midwives saved them. And when the sister raised up, Satan has to change his strategy. So sisters play a very important role in the church life.
Amen.
In the Old Testament, we have Samuel and his mother. His mother presented him to God. And I really like the word that the sister uses. She says, she lends Samuel to God. Lend means that God has a need. Lend means that God is poor. He doesn't have something, so we lend it to God. He doesn't have a person who corresponds to him, who can turn the age.
Amen.
So Hannah sees the heart of God, and she corresponds to that. And also in the New Testament, we have the wonderful story of Timothy. Timothy was produced by his mother and his grandmother. This is a very beautiful picture to me. And may the sisters, the mothers be the channels to infuse life and faith to their children.
Amen.
And I'm really touched when Brother Ricky says that all the four generations, the salvation in the four generations of his household, all credit to one sister. This is really wonderful. Sisters, we are very important in the church life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, that's all that I have enjoyed. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm very, very happy that we will continue the training.
Amen.
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 Are you done? Okay. Very quick, I just want to take a minute. I want to just present to the saints. There was one situation I just want to bring up to the saints. As we all know, we're loving the Lord and we're very much, you know, seeking for spiritual advance, right? All these opportunities, trainings, and common pursuing, that's very good. But there is also a need in the church life, which is mentioned many times in the Bible as well, is the need for Levitical service. Recently, we have some issues with the bread making. Sister Christine is currently, heading up, right? You know, she's the main coordinator. But recently she's find some difficulty because not many saints have signed up. Please remember this in our prayers, right? In fact, this is actually also our perfecting opportunity for us. Because
Amen.
The Lord says if you're faithful in these little things, then He's going to add more, right, to us. And same thing also applies to the meal service. Sometimes we feel like these are very trivial things, right? So I noticed that for this week, right, we're the District C, we're serving the meal, but I saw that the distribution, we still need three more things. And then also there's no one signed up for the cleaning after the meal. So,
it's okay now.
Oh, it's okay now?
It's okay.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, praise the Lord. The Lord is working, I mean, in a timely manner. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
They sign up late, that's another thing.
Amen.
But they still sign up.
Amen.
Okay, we shall transition into the prophesying meeting. So we're on week 5. Whoever has it, maybe we can pull it out. Oh, yes, yes.
Young people. We have young people in the conference room.
If you don't have it, maybe you can share with those around you. Let's read the title of week 5 together. The Divine Dispensing of the Divine Trinity revealed in the book of Ephesians. Of a brothers, read Romans 1.
The revelation concerning the triune God in the Holy Word is not for doctrinal understanding, but for the dispensing of God in His Divine Trinity into His chosen and redeemed people for their experience and enjoyment.
Not for doctrinal understanding, but for the dispensing of God.
Amen.
And then, sisters, can we read Romans 2?
The divine Trinity is the framework of the entire Bible. The whole Bible, especially the book of Ephesians, is constructed with the divine Trinity.
So, I would just like to kind of open up the time with 2.5 questions to kind of open up this matter, because it's very easy for, at least for me, this matter of the Divine Trinity to be like, oh, again, we're hearing this again, like, we need to talk about this again, like, I get it, right? Father, Son, Spirit, we even sang the song 608, what mystery. But then when we come to this, and especially as we enter it together, we realize, no, there is a lot more, not even just subjectively, but even objectively to understand and subjectively to enter into.
Amen.
So one question that I think we touched in prior weeks is, why does God need to be triune? I think we touched in the matter of the eternal blessing. If God merely wanted to give us, you know, good food, good shelter, good family, this and that, He doesn't need to be triune. He only needs to be the Father, or any one of the three. He just needs to be one of them. And that'll be good enough. If all He wanted was for us to receive good things from Him, and then we just love Him, fear Him, worship Him, just render our worship to Him, like many Christians believe they should, then He doesn't need to be triune. He just needs to be the Father. But we've clearly seen, no, God needs to be triune. Why? Because He wants to dispense Himself into us, to make us something, to produce us as something. And the book of Ephesians really opens up, what is this something that God wants to produce? Why did He do everything that He did in the Bible? What's the purpose of all these processes? Mm-hmm. It's so that we could be brought through a process to satisfy His desire. And so the second question is, what kind of Bible do we have? In the sense that, I remember I was reading in the ministry, it said, if someone just took out the whole concept of the Divine Trinity from the Bible, what would I have left? Would I just have, you know, maybe for some people, if they took out the Divine Trinity, it wouldn't make any difference to them. It would be like, oh, okay, I still have plenty of things about ethics, law, morality, history. I need to love my husband, love my wife, love my children, this or that. The Bible is still very complete to me. But if you look at the Apostle Paul, you clearly see, if you took out the Divine Trinity, he would have nothing to say. Because the whole Divine Trinity is his content. That is what he's presenting. I just want to impress the saints with some portions in the book of Ephesians that really stuck out to me. Because sometimes we kind of take for granted the way Paul says certain things in the book of Ephesians. Like, for instance, Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. Why did he have to say the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ? Why can't we just say, oh, blessed be God? God is blessed. You know, a lot of Sometimes I say, yeah, I bless you, God. I love God. Or even 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. Or chapter 2, verse 18, which is a wonderful verse. For through Him, we both have access in one Spirit unto the Father. Like, it sounds so complicated. Like, why does He have to say so much? Don't we just have one God? Why does He need to say, through Him, we have access in one Spirit unto the Father? And then, chapter 3, one of the most famous portions. I bow my knees unto the Father,
Amen.
That He would grant you to be strengthened with power through His Spirit into the inner man, that Christ may make His home in your hearts through faith. And then, fast forward, that you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. Amen. I hope my point is getting across. Like, Paul is, when he speaks about God, he can't help but speak about God in this way, in the way of the divine Trinity. And clearly it's not just because, oh, he just likes talking about the divine Trinity. He saw that there's a reason why God is triune. And we already saw it's because He wants to dispense Himself into us. And I was fellowshipping with some brothers, and this really hit me. It's like, in the whole Bible, the times when the divine Trinity is mentioned, it's always when it's referring to God's relationship with man. If God's not talking about His relationship with man, we don't see it. We just see, like, oh, Jehovah, or the Lord Jesus, He spoke to some people. But as soon as we talk about God's relationship with man, not just with man, but even to get into man, the divine Trinity is always there. So if we see, I ask myself this, is it a coincidence that the epistle to the Ephesians, the book that, you know, the subject of Ephesians is the church. That's the point of Ephesians. The church as the fullness of Christ, becoming the fullness of God. It's all about the church. The whole book, every single chapter, shows us a different aspect of the church. Is it a coincidence then that this book of Ephesians mentions the divine Trinity probably the most in the whole Bible? I don't think it's a coincidence that the book that speaks about the church the most speaks about the divine Trinity the most. So, I was just so impressed. I mean, this, I realized, like, Lord, how much of my church life, how much of my Christian life is really centered on the divine Trinity? Mm-hmm. Is it merely just, oh, I just come to You so You can give me something? Or I did something wrong, I repent, I take the blood. You have mercy on me, You show grace to me, and then that's it. There's nothing wrong with that, for sure. But the Lord wants to go much further. Mm-hmm. The Lord wants to gain us to a certain extent. Even every single chapter of the book of Ephesians shows a wonderful issue, in a sense. Chapter 1, there is the body of Christ, the fullness of the One who fills all in all. Chapter 2, we have the masterpiece of God. We even have the dwelling place of God. Chapter 3, we have being filled unto all the fullness of God, meaning that we're just the complete expression of the triune God. Chapter 4, we see the new man. Chapter 5, we see the bride of Christ. And then chapter 6, we see the warrior wife of Christ. So, I just really want to impress everyone, including myself, this, as we're just opening up this matter. The church as the body of Christ and the divine Trinity, they can never be separated. The Lord cannot gain the church without the divine dispensing of the divine Trinity.
Amen.
I think I just want to reiterate these questions that I asked again, just to kind of leave us with this. Why does God need to be triune? That's the first question. Then two, if we took the divine Trinity out of the Bible, what kind of Bible would we have? And then three, is it a coincidence that the book of Ephesians, which talks so much about the church, also mentions the triune God the most? So anyways, I hope we can really enter into this as much as possible, so we can open up the sharing.
Amen. I'll probably just echo our brother's opening and give exactly detail of this, just as one example, about Ephesians 1, right? Actually, six chapters, we all see the divine dispensing of divine Trinity. But that divine dispensing of divine Trinity have a goal, and have an issue, and that is the church, as the body of Christ. It could be described as the house of God, the family of God, could be described as one new man, can be described as the bride or warrior. But that is the corporate aspect of the body, of all the saints, that's the body of Christ. So I just want to read the Ephesians 1, some portion, right? And Ephesians 1, 4 to 5. Even as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before Him in love, predestinating us unto sonship through Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. I would like to emphasize, you know, in these two verses, we see how, so many times of He and Him and Himself and this He or His will. So this He or Him or Himself is referring to the Father or of the Son or of the Holy Spirit. And we also see so many us. He chose us, right? And see us. He chose us, predestinating us. And also, if we continue to Ephesians 1:7, it said, "In whom we have redemption through His blood." We have the redemption through His blood. The forgiveness of offenses according to the riches of His grace. So we see so many He, Him, us, we. That's really see this divine Trinity. He don't want to remain just in His Trinity. He has a goal, is to reach out to His redeemed people, right? Mm-hmm. But not individually. Is corporately as His body of Christ. So I just read two more verses. That's Ephesians 1:22-23. He said, "And He gave Him to be head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of the one who fills all in all."
Amen.
So that's His goal. That's His issue of the dispensing, divine dispensing of divine Trinity. That's His body. That's His eternal purpose. Have this goal and have this issue.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want to very appreciated Kyle read the verse, because this is very solid verse to pick up from this message. Actually, these are 87 and 88. Brother Lee's have a very difficult time still, you know, prepare those message. Then next week will be only from this sanctification conference that our brother shared. So this you see the pick up those verse. That's why I appreciate the Kyle. So. We read the chapter 1, we read the day 4, that's chapter 2, also it's very important verse. We can read together, okay? Efficient is not that easy. Okay, the day 4 verse, to talk about chapter 2, we can read. For we are
His masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus.
Okay, then the next one.
That He might create the two Himself into one new man, so making peace, and might reconcile both in one body to God through the cross, having slain and identified by it.
You see, Himself. Okay, 18.
For through him we both have access in one spirit unto the Father.
Now talking the Spirit and the Father. You see the divine Trinity? Okay. You see the pick up the verse is not... Oh, okay. I better stop here. Okay, now we come to the day five. You see that? He's talking about the... chapter 3, talk about, okay? Ephesians 3:14. For this is the cause I bow my knees unto the Father. Okay, amen. Father. Okay, 16 to 17. And that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the mouth through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may lay his home in your hearts through the faith
that you be rooted and grounded in love.
So we see the Father, Spirit, and Christ. Okay, then the last one. Pick up the chapter 4. It's day 6 verse. One body and
one spirit.
Even also you are called in one hope of your own calling. One Lord,
one faith,
one baptism, one God and the Father
of all,
who is over all and through all and in all.
Yeah, I'm really with brother that says most Christians talk about God and most religions just believe in God, but they never see the Trinity or the Triune God. Mm-hmm. And even though this book is the mystery of Christ, right?
Right.
Because we have two mysteries in the universe: the mystery of God, which is Christ, and the mystery of Christ, which is the Church. We. Mm-hmm. But it brings us, is that even though it's the mystery of Christ, the dispensation of the Triune God, right? Now you say, and here in Ephesians, you know, the more I read Ephesians, I read it many times. The more I read it, the more I love my wife, you know, as Christ loved the church. And this book is really very revealing. Was given to Paul, you know, to really to announce the unsearchable riches of Christ, the gospel. And really, but he talks about the fullness of Christ and the fullness of God. Mm-hmm. Talks over here in the book of Ephesians. Now, the fullness, like he said, the fullness of Christ is you and me, right? Now, some people might say, oh, well, we are not ready. When are we going to be the fullness of Christ, mm-hmm. right? And a brother one day shared that a sister had 10 kids, right? And every time she bore a son or a daughter, she would count the fingers and the toes, right? And count 10, and said, praise the Lord. She praised the Lord, I mean, right? And so this baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes. He's already growing. So that's why we need to come to what he says here, for example, let me see, I lost it here. And Ephesians 4, he says, until we all arrive. See, we're growing. This child is full. Right? 10 fingers and toes. But we all need to arrive together at the oneness of the faith and of the full knowledge of the Son of God. At a full grown man. That's the key. The full grown man at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. When we are at the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, right? Now we have this triune God in us. When we reach to that point, then we are in the fullness of God. So this is very revealing, because here you can see not only the mystery of Christ, but you can see the mystery of God as the Triune God together. This really book really touched me and opens a lot, you know, about this. So this message is really for us to see how He's dispensing Himself into us. We need to allow Him, though. We need to cooperate. We need to remove our natural thinking, our pride, because we're very proud, you know. We need to remove that so the Lord could dispense Himself in our inner being. Amen. And then saturate our soul and our body for the second coming.
Amen. Yeah, kind of to like just echo what Brother Sergio just shared. Yeah, I really enjoyed day 4 of this week. Yeah, like kind of
like many people in natural concept, they don't really, they're not aware of the Trinity, right? And if they are aware, they don't understand what's the purpose of it, right? And you know, God is trying not just because, you know, just because he feels like it or that it's cool, but the fact, but he wants, it's only through the Trinity where he can actually dispense himself into us. And he doesn't want, God does not want us to just know him in an objective way, but he wants us to experience him subjectively. And in day four, it just reminded me of like a few weeks ago, we were talking about, like, that whole week was about like, how like the Father's a source, right? He's a spring. And then the Son is like the issue of the source, which is the course. The Father is the fountain, and then the Son is the spring, and the Spirit is the flow of the spring. So it just really reminded me of this part of the day. Really reminded me of it. It says like the Father, God the Father is the originator, the Son is the accomplisher, and the Spirit is the executor. And then it's really only through this where we can really experience God in a very subjective way, and he can be the inward reality in person inside us.
Today, I read some message from day five. Events are very touched me. They talk about for the verses first. It says that it's Ephesians 3:16-17. They say that they could be grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit into inner man.
Amen.
Amen. So that's a very important one word talk to me, inner man. Mm-hmm. So very different we understand what a man, human, what's an inner man. Mm-hmm. So to be inner, that means outer man. Mm-hmm. So what that mean? Outer man is a natural man. Mm-hmm. Inner man, that means some kind of different. The reason, as a Christian, we know that inner man, this is point to our spirit. Mm-hmm. That's very important. And for the past year, you have to have a very struggle, the time, schedule, everything. So some people say, you want to be a day, have a feast with your friend. You want to be the whole year in moving house. So you experience that so stressful. But we're talking about for, you know, we're Christian, we know that. You have to turn to your spirit. Mm-hmm. Everything according to inner calling, inner message, which is from God. So, and today's, I share something, some kind of testimony, not so good, because it's natural. So, because it's so busy, so easy to lose a temper, and sometimes may not, you know, walking and speaking according to the inner voice. So and today my daughter forwarded this message to me. It's a week we got fellowship. That's all. Mm-hmm. Day five, talk to me. They said, speak to me. The message forward to my daughter. So wonderful. I read this one. So every day we should turn back to the spirit. Mm-hmm. No matter how busy, how stressful we are in our outside, when you turn back to the spirit. That is the key word.
Amen.
That's how we can live a normal Christian life.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Actually, we were not, we did not prepare for sharing anything according to this week five messages, morning revival, because we got it before midnight from Michelle last night after we visiting her in the sister's house. As his wife, I fully understand what he said. That normally people say we want to be busy for one day, a whole day, that just invite your friends, prepare for a dinner, that you have to be busy for one day long, right? If you want to be busy for a whole year long, then just moving home. So that's what we experienced for the past 1 year. And we have gone through a lot, and sometimes we got very stressful because a lot of things happen unexpectedly. It's not what we expected. So, but praise the Lord, we finally have everything like under control, and also we are going to move tomorrow, and tomorrow will be a day of closing. And of course, it's very hard to say goodbye to Michelle and everyone here. Because we've been living in New Jersey for 3 decades. Actually, for the past 3 years, we've been attending the Zoom meeting, online meeting, not only home meeting, also Lord's Table meeting with the saints in the church in Franklin. And so today is like, for the past 3 years, it's the first time we attended the in-person Lord's Table meeting. And of course, I believe in the future we will attend the Lord's Table meeting in the church in Orlando, be blending with the saints there, and we heard that that's over 120 saints there, 40% English-speaking, 40% of the saints are Spanish-speaking, 20% of Chinese-speaking. And also that the place we're moving to, like in the neighborhood, there's 8 families of Chinese-speaking neighbor, and they are, you know, unbelievers. So, Brother Charles Liu Qian Dixiong and his wife already moved down there 1 year ago. So they already opened their home and starting to preach gospel there. So we continue to pray for God's leading. And I would like to share something about the vital living training, as Brother Pan mentioned. So I'm not sure it's okay because it's not like 100% according to the modern revival. But by the God's mercy, my husband and I attended 3 vital living training during pandemic. And we really enjoy it. Even though before we registered it, we were hesitant. You know, wow, it's, every day we have to spend time to do the homework, like including like write a PowerPoint, writing something like that. But after we finished the first term, we felt that actually we got great benefit. And first, our life has changed. Since the early morning, the first thing we got up, what we did is just turn ourselves into Lord, exercise our spirit by praying His name, by listening to the daily message of the training. So it's just like make our spirit to wake up. And also after we finished the first term training, we started to we continue to register for the second term and then third term. And we found out that, yes, we spent time to cooperate for all those daily work of the training. But through the training, we got such a great encouragement from other saints, what they shared, how they enjoyed the Lord, why we need to pray for the six category of new men, including that the believers in our neighborhood, our family members, our colleagues, and our relatives that they don't know about God yet, or the believers, but they've been meeting in the denominations, but they don't know about God so well. They never heard about God's recovery. So all those, and so through the training, and we started to have a burden to preach gospel to our neighbors, you know. So I would like to share one, like couple examples. One neighbor, she's the nurse working in the NYU Longgang Hospital as a nurse. So for the first year of pandemic, first and second year, she saw like a lot of patients die in front of her. She's so shocked. She said, last minute I was just taking care of them, and then next minute she died in front of myself. So she couldn't sleep well at night time, and so living in a huge anxiety. So God gave me a feeling to call her up, to pray with her. She got so touched. She said, wow, Connie, there's nobody ever, like, talk to me about Lord Jesus and pray for me. So her heart's open to Lord. And she started to pray and call Lord Jesus' name with me. So this time, before I moved, we had the chance to meet together. And she told me how much she enjoyed calling Lord's sweet name. So it's such an encouraging. And another gospel friend who used to be a business owner, and her personality is very strong and tough. And so even the employees were scared about her, you know. Yeah. But I don't know why. So she just loved to communicate with me and loved to, you know, share her daily, like whatever in her daily livings. Her heart is open to me. So I asked Laura, do you have any words or wisdom to give me so that I could introduce you to her? One night around 11 o'clock, she called me, and because her mom passed away and her father is suffering the terminal cancer, so I have a feeling this is the right time to talk, like call Lord Jesus' name, to lead her to the Lord. And her heart just fully opened to me, and she called Lord Jesus, and she confessed herself on the phone, and then she received the salvation. I knew that is not because what I could do. I'm pretty sure that's from Lord Jesus. Amen. So after I hung up the phone, I couldn't believe what happened. That was like around 11:30. I cried right away, like came upstairs, and then I told Bethany, my older daughter, and Michelle, and my husband, all of us hung together. And we are, because they knew that I've been praying for these gospel friends. Amen. So, and we all cried together. So at that moment, it's like very unforgettable experience in my life. Amen. That's the second year of pandemic. So I knew that if you do enjoy Lord Jesus every day, you, Lord is real to you.
Amen.
He's not the God like living above in the sky. He's just real to you.
Amen.
He's living. So you have that supply from Him. Right. And naturally, when God give you the gospel friend in your life, right, you could just reach out your hands of blessing.
Amen.
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 Amen. If that's all the time, maybe you can limit to like 2 minutes per chance.
Sorry for the long testimony.
So I'd like to speak on the same thing, Ephesians 3, 14 and 16. 14 and 16. So in day 5, it mentions, it has a phrase, a holy spiritual living.
Amen.
A holy spiritual living. And in the opening, it was mentioned the fullness of God.
Amen.
The fullness of God.
Amen.
And also it was mentioned, our brother mentioned, our inner man. Amen. Our inner man. So day 5 is talking exactly about these three matters. So Dave, I was very touched this week that we have to bow our knees to the Father. We have to bow our knees to the Father. We don't have the capacity in ourselves to be strengthened into the inner man. We need to bow our knees to the Father. We need to cooperate. Of course, we need to cooperate, but we bow our knees to the Father, and He grants us through the Spirit to be strengthened into the inner man.
Amen.
So, the inner man is inside. The fullness of God means, stand up, Venus, real quick. The body, Ephesians chapter 1 says, the church, the body, the fullness. This is the fullness of Vedans. The fullness of Vedans. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So the body, thank you, Vedans. The body, so Ephesians chapter 3 ends with, well, it almost ends with, that we are filled unto the fullness of God.
Amen.
Just like 20 more seconds. So we cooperate with the Father, and He strengthens us into the inner man through the Spirit. The Spirit is the not only the substance of God, that's John 4:24, but the Spirit is the very person of God. So there's a harmony, there's a miraculous harmony in the triune God working together to take us from the inner man. So our inner man is one with the triune God, to the fullness of the triune God. So Christ, we're strengthened into our inner man through the triune God Himself, so that Christ, who is also the triune God, can make His home in our heart.
Amen.
That means He fully occupies us in our inner being. So we have a holy living. And the result is, like our sister said, when we have such a holy living filled, we're filled with the triune. This is the divine dispensing. We're filled with the triune God. The Lord will bring people to us because He wants to get into other people. Anyway, the Ephesians 3 shows the divine dispensing from our spirit to the fullness, to a holy living, to the fullness of God.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Here in the book of Ephesians, you know, well, backing track that from this conference, we see the blessing, right? There is the blessing. Jehovah make His face shine upon you and give you peace, right? The blessing is the triune God Himself.
Amen.
And so throughout the book of Ephesians, we see the dispensing of this blessing. And in chapter 1, the Apostle Paul says, encourages us to pray for a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the full knowledge of Him, the eyes of our heart having been enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of His calling.
Amen.
And what are the riches of the inheritance in the saints.
Amen.
And what is the unsearchable power toward us who believe.
Amen.
And that this hope of the calling is the inheritance, that we inherit God. And
Amen.
As we receive more inheritance, He becomes our inheritance, and we inherit each other. And we see that this unique blessing is the triune God. So that in chapter 3, in chapter 1, he prays for a spirit of wisdom and revelation. But in chapter 3, it is for the experience of this revelation that we have received by being strengthened into the inner man, going on to being mingled in the triune God, to receive, to be His bride, and to be the spiritual warfare, that the church is the one that would bring Him back. And we can never forget that this blessing is for the body, that
Amen.
This blessing is to bring Him back.
Amen.
But it is through
Amen.
The church that this great transmission is to the church, which will be the warrior to bring Him back,
Amen.
That we can be His inheritance and we can inherit Him in full.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I really appreciate this week's message. I really feel like it gave us an uplifted view on the book of Ephesians. You know, after I read the messages, I just feel like I need to go back to Ephesians again with this new revelation, right? I mean, you can say it's not new revelation, but it is a, I would say it's kind of like everything, like it ties everything together, right? Maybe before, when we read the Ephesians, actually in Ephesians we find many verses that we like, right? Especially in the chapters 4 and 5, right? You know, we very much like to apply these in our daily living, right? But I feel like in, you know, with the view of the divine dispensing, we would not just view these as just mere doctrines, right? As the Christian ethics, but as a way to contact the triune God. Contact the one that is dispensing to us every day, right? You know, even in the matter of being angry, right? Being, you know, losing our temper. Those kind of things, we can just experience the triune God, right? Yes, in my old man, my old man is helpless, right? But we need to put on this new man. And who is this new man? It's Christ, right? Christ with all the riches and all the fine essence of you know, you can say the human living, right? We can just apply this one, and what, through the Spirit, right? The Spirit is the mean, and Christ, the Son, is actually all the goal, and of course Father is the one that is the source, and also Father is the one that's predestining us to gain the full sonship, right? So I really feel like, yeah, and in fact, I would just wanted to read the Ephesians chapter 5, 19, and actually 18 and 19.
Amen.
This is really that help us to remind us, right,
yes,
every day. And
Amen.
Do not be drunk with the wine,
Amen.
In which is dissoluteness, but be filled in spirit. Right?
Amen.
Amen. Speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs.
Amen.
Singing and psalming with your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Giving thanks at all times for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To our God and Father.
Amen.
Amen. As we're experiencing this and exercising in our daily living,
Amen.
You know, our spirit will be, you know, the spirit actually inside of us will wake us
Amen.
Up, right? Our inner man will be alive, right? Just as the brothers and sisters shared, right? You know, as we're, you know, this is our normal, in fact, this will be our next week, right? In our normal Christian living, we can actually experience this, and then little by little, day by day, we can be transformed to the image of the firstborn.
Amen.
And becoming the fullness of this one that fills all the, everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm very touched by this week's message, and I really amen what Brother Mingjin shared. I also feel that we really need to go back to the whole book of the Ephesians. So if we go back to the main topic, key statements of this conference, it says that in the entire universe, the unique and eternal blessing is the triune God dispensing Himself in His divine Trinity. Into us. So I think that this is really a new revelation to me. So I think that, you know, I really appreciate that in the message it mentioned about, you know, each chapter. And brothers and sisters shared already that, you know, I really feel that, you know, like in Romans, God started with, you know, us with sinners, right? But I do feel that for Ephesians, it actually provides us a bird's eye view, you know, from God's point of view, what is His heart's desire, what is His interest. So it's really from the view of the church, all of us together. So chapter 1 mentioned about He chose us and he predestinated us. Right, and chapter 2 talk about that we all have access to this triune God, and chapter 3 saying that he strengthens us into our inner man, and chapter 4 He's mingled with us so we can experience Him together. Chapter 5 exhorts us to praise the Lord and to thank the Lord in every situation, and chapter 6 is about a warrior.
So I really feel that, you know, we really need to get into His Word and try our best to get into His view and not just, you know, for our own interest and our own desire. Praise the Lord.
I think this book of Ephesians is the only chapter in the Bible where you see the divine Trinity is the basic structure in each chapter, right? It's the only book in the Bible. You won't hear this anywhere else. Only the ministry will open up the Word of God.
Right. That's right.
So I thank the Lord for the ministry.
Amen.
Just going through each chapter, you'll see, you know, how the divine Trinity is dispensing Himself into us. And in particular, in chapter 3, I think some of the saints brought it out, we need to see that God is the source of this dispensing, right? Amen. God the Father. So Paul says that, you know, we need to come to this. The reason he bowed the knee, he saw that the Father was the source. We need to have the source. We need to come to the Lord, to the Father as the source. And we ask Him to strengthen us into our inner man. What? Through His Spirit. Right? The Spirit is inside of us. This is the means through which the Lord Jesus, through which Christ Himself will make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
Right? And so, when we think of God's economy, His dispensing, it's not something that happens all at once. Right? You consider all the arrangements that God makes, right? The word economy, it's a household administration, an arrangement for God to dispense Himself into you. And the Lord is very meticulous, you know. His wisdom is grand. The way that He dispenses Himself into us, you know, sometimes we take it for granted. You know, many things happen to us throughout the day. But why are these things happening that the Lord would dispense Himself into us? Amen. We could see that we could be strengthened into our inner man. A lot of times we're just in our outer man, right? We get tired. We don't want to go to the meeting. Or we're in the meetings. We don't want to speak, right? If you see that the Spirit is in you in that moment, you know, you could receive the dispensing.
Amen.
But to be built up in the Lord,
Amen.
Right? To be made more Christ. Christ would make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
The more the Lord makes His home in our hearts, the more He gains His bride.
Amen.
And so, one more minute. Something happened to me, I think about 10 years ago. I thought it was like the worst thing in my life. But actually, I look back now, it turned out to be the Lord's arrangement to dispense Himself into
Amen.
Me. Right? So many things that happen to us.
Amen.
Let's not belittle the experiences that we go through each day.
Right.
The Lord is there. His wisdom is there.
Amen.
All we need to do is come to Him.
Amen.
Receive more of His dispensing.
Amen.
And then the Lord will have a way to build up His body.
Amen.
And then He will return.
Amen.
Right? The Lord will bring in His kingdom.
Amen.
Right? May we be the ones who enjoy and experience the dispensing of the divine Trinity.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to follow the brother, okay, just you shared once. You know, saints, I really make a pitch for the ministry.
Yes.
Put yourself under the ministry. Cooperate. You know, the training is coming. The Memorial Day conference coming. This is the Lord speaking, the ministry. I was so touched when Brother Minoru shared, right at the beginning of his message when he was sharing. He said, what an incredible ministry that the Apostle Paul saw, and that we see through Brother Nee and Brother Lee. And I was just reading in chapter 3, Apostle Paul says, the stewardship of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. And then verse 3, he says, he continues on, the mystery was made known to me. And then verse 4, my understanding of the ministry of Christ, so that you can see. And it says here in verse 5, what in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in spirit. And so, saints, I can tell you from being in the Lord's recovery for so many, many decades, that without this ministry, You can read the Bible every day and you will not understand anything. All the revelation that I have received have come under this ministry. So don't belittle the ministry. The Memorial Day conference coming, winter, summer training is coming. Put yourself under the ministry.
Amen.
Okay, saints. Don't think, and I tell you, saints, revelation comes as you are being transformed. You see more. Even to today, I just saw a little bit more. So, saints, don't belittle the ministry.
Amen. God wants to expand himself into us, and he's making everything ready so that we can receive the dispensation. But if we don't open ourselves, we cannot receive the dispensation at all. So don't belittle the dispensation or the ministry. I really enjoyed the opening word by Brother Jerry, that if we take the divine Trinity out of the Bible, what are we left with? Right. We're left with nothing.
Right.
Yeah. God is God, and man is man. And there is no way for man to receive all the riches of God. Mm. So thank the Lord for his wonderful processes. That thank the Lord for his divine Trinity so that we can approach him and we can partake of him. And everything that he is become not objective anymore, but very subjective to us.
Amen.
We see right on in the very first book of the Bible, right in the very first chapter, we see God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. So why does the Bible say that way? Well, not that I will make man according to my image, but it was in our image. It reveals to us that God is triune. Praise the Lord. I really enjoy Ephesians. I read Ephesians before. It was so hard for me. But now when I return to Ephesians through the ministry, I thank the Lord for his divine Trinity. Thank the Lord, the Father, that he chose us and he predestinated us to be into the sonship before we were born, before the foundation of the world. Thank the Son for his redemption and his salvation. And thank the Spirit for transfusing all that God is into us. Amen. And then we become the church. I really enjoy in day 4, which says that we are his masterpiece. Thank the Lord that the church is his masterpiece.
Amen.
I look at myself. I have nothing to be proud about myself. The only two things that I'm proud of, first, I have the Lord in me, the living person in me, the triune God in me. The second thing that I can be boastful about is the brothers and sisters in the church.
Amen.
Our family is going through very difficult days, but the brothers and sisters are always with us. They are with us right from the beginning. They help us. They do everything for us. Even a sister went with us to DMV on Tuesday, and she spent 3 hours with us there. And I said, oh, sister, I'm very sorry. It takes so much time of you. And she says, it was like she was mad at me. Why? Why are you so sorry? We are experiencing Christ together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that we are taking everything, every arrangement in our life to receive more God into us.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. My first time to in conclusion.
Amen.
Amen. We need the divine dispensing from the Lord.
Amen.
So this week the Ephesians book of Ephesians is so rich, and I'm gonna use some prayers that Paul had brought out for us to really practice all these riches of divine dispensing in the book of Ephesians. And the first prayer actually is Ephesians 1:17-18. Some saint already brought out is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation, the full knowledge of him. You know, this is so rich of this divine dispensing, but just like Jerry shared that if we didn't see this triune God in the book of Bible, the book of Ephesians throughout all the Bible, then we cannot enjoy these riches and we cannot really receive this divine dispensing. So we really need to pray that the Lord grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we can understand what you were talking about, what the thing you You that the Paul saw, and he wrote in the Ephesians, we really need to understand this. You know, in Matthew chapter 13, actually we all know this. There's a parable about the seed that's sown, right? And there's four kinds of people. The first kind of people is that when anyone hears the word of kingdom and does not understand, they didn't understand, so that the evil one comes in and snatch away which has been sown in his heart. And this is the one sown beside the way. A second group of people, the one sown, and the one sown on the rocky places, this is one hears the word and immediately they receive with joy. That is great. But he does not have root in himself, but less alone only for a time. And when affliction and persecution occurs because of the word, immediately he is stumbled. And we don't want to be this kind of people. And the third kind of people is that the one sown in the thorns, this is he who hears the word, but the anxiety of the age and deceitfulness of the riches also choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. So we want to be the last kind of people, which is the one sown on the good earth. And this is he who hears the word and understands. We not only read the word, hear the word, but we understand the word. So who all by all means bear fruit and produces 100-fold, 164, and 134. So we need to pray in this way. Lord, we give us a spirit of revelation and wisdom so that we can really understand the word. Amen. And the prayer continuing in verse 18, the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, that you may know this is the hope of your calling. Amen. And what is the calling? The Lord right now is calling us to receive this divine dispensing. Amen. He is calling every day. And this is our hope. What's the hope? When we are saturated with this divine dispensing, we will be conformed, transformed into His image. Amen. We will be made like Him. This is our hope of this calling. And, okay. And the second prayer I want to mention is Ephesians 3:16-19. So first prayer, the Paul prayed that all the saints can understand, right, the riches of the all-inclusive Christ. And then he didn't want us to just stay there. He wanted us to experience what we understand, right? He wanted us to exercise, to apply all these riches in our daily life. So chapter 3, he was talking about he prayed for the saints we can really exercise all these riches in our daily life. So verse 16 in chapter 3, that he, the Father, will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the power through his spirit into your inner man. My brother had just shared, the spirit strengthened into an inner man. And an issue in 17, that Christ may make his home in our heart through faith. I think this is so true, because sometimes we're just so weak. We don't have room for the Lord. Our room is occupied by our job, our work, education, everything we should occupy. We are so weak. We cannot make His home in our heart. So we need to pray in this way. Lord, strengthen me. Strengthen into our inner man so that you can make your home in our heart. And the result, when He makes His home in our heart, the result is 18, verse 18. May be full of the strength to apprehend with all the sense, with the breadth, the length, the height, the depths are, and to know the knowledge surpassing love of Christ. So we can know this person. We can know how rich the all-inclusive Christ is. We'll have the strength to apprehend all these things. And once we can apprehend all these things, the result is you may be filled unto all the fullness of God. We can be filled with the fullness of God. My brother Tang has shared, what's the fullness of God? Actually, it's the church. It's a corporate expression of God, because the church will become a group of people which is like God, right? Which is like God, not in Godhead, but in the life and nature. This is the fullness of God. So we need to pray in this way. Lord, strengthen us in our daily life so that we can make His home in our heart. Amen. And then we can apprehend all the riches of this all-inclusive Christ. And finally, we will be filled with the fullness of God, which is on your heart. Lord, do you think He won't answer this kind of prayer? No, he will, because this is his will. This is his desire. He will definitely answer this prayer. Okay, finally, the third prayer I want to mention, Ephesians 5:19-20. 19-20 words. Speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing, psalming with your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks at all things, at all time and for all things. Amen. We're giving thanks not only at good times, for good things, but all time and all things.
Amen.
You know, in 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18, it says, always rejoice, unceasingly pray, in everything give thanks. Why? Because this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for every one of us.
Amen.
This is His will. And then the full note here says, because all things work together for our good, that we may be transformed and conformed into the image of Christ.
Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard for us to give thanks in bad times or in bad things, but this full note reminds me that all things work for our good, even in bad situation, bad environment. Actually, the Lord, just like Vidan shared, actually the Lord's using every environment, every situation to dispense Himself into us. This divine dispensing is always there. We just need to switch on to receive this divine dispensing. And this indeed is God's will.
Amen.
He wanted to receive it so that we can be transformed into Him, His image. So the corporate bride will be formed, and He will come back once everyone becomes the fullness of God. So I think I will stop here. Pray that the Lord really strengthen us.
Yes.
Our heart have a room for Him.
Amen.
We can make His home in our heart.
Amen.
And we can become the fullness of God.
Amen.
Speaking.
Amen.
Or make all the knowledge into a reality.
Amen.
Or make us to come to you every day.
Amen.
Or make us to love you even more.
Amen.
Amen. Grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
Amen.
To know you more.
Amen.
Oh, also pray for the experience.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, pray that all your reality can be experienced through us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Filled with psalms and hymns, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, oh, give thanks to you.
Amen.
Oh, everything, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you for speaking to us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, be real to us.
Amen.
Oh, gain our enjoyment to you day by day.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Your word is spirit.
Amen.
Is life.
Amen.
Let us every day read your word.
Amen.
Solve the riches from you.
Amen.
Let us can become your channel.
Amen.
To preaching yourself to the
Jesus.
Gentile.
Amen.
Gospel friend.
Amen.
Oh Lord. Amen.
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 We also remember Sister Melanie's family, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, as they move to Florida, Lord.
Amen.
Build them into the church life in Orlando.
Amen.
Oh, may they be fully established in the church life.
Amen.
Oh, such a blessing to the church.
Amen.
Lord, be with them.
Amen.
Continue to bless them.
Amen.
Keep them in yourself, Lord.
Amen.
Keep
Amen.
Them in the church life.
Amen. Saints, a reminder, we have the QR code if anyone wants to sign up.